When you're old, when you look back, if you live that long, or however long you live, you'll have no regrets. And then, and while you're, listen, while you're dying, your memories will go back to the thing you did most of the time, the majority of the time, Dharma. So when you're dying, when you think Dharma thoughts, it will open up the seeds to take rebirth in a higher realm. Yes? Because there are three ways to leave your body, from here to here, from here to here, from here down. When you leave from here down, from your leg or your toes, you will take rebirth in the lower realms. This is medium to lower. From here up, it's only the higher realms. So while you're dying, if you think about your Dharma work, oh, I did KSA, oh, I was a KSA leader, oh, I gave food to the poor, oh, I did Sankhapa chanting, oh, I did a Vajrayana retreat, hey, I was involved in TKL. And you're just thinking that, it triggers the karma to take a good rebirth. Because at that point, you need to take a rebirth, correct? What rebirth you take depends on what karma opens, because you have both good and bad. What karma opens is how you trigger. How you trigger is what thoughts you have. So if you have Dharma thoughts, opens up good karma. If you have negative thoughts or attachment thoughts, opens up negative karma. Simple. So while you're dead, you're dead and you're going to take a next rebirth, that interim, bardo, that interim, you need to take a rebirth. And you know there are six doors waiting for you. Within the six doors there are subdivisions waiting for you. So which door you go to is dependent on which guide tells you to go to which door, what's the guide, which karma opens. So if you're dying thinking about money, 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 my kids, money, 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 probably the ghost door will open up. Ghost door. So if you're dying, you think, oh, TKL, 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 Vajrayana, oh, I received initiation, oh, I did make some, oh, the human door probably will open up. And then you take rebirth again. So which door opens at that time depends on which thought arises. Now you say to yourself, well, then I'll think good thoughts when I'm dying. Good. Check yourself now. How, in one day's time, in your waking day, how many virtuous thoughts do you have and how many negative thoughts? If your negative thoughts are more, when you're dying, it'll be more negative thoughts. If your virtuous thoughts are more, then when you're dying, it'll be virtuous thoughts. You can check your mind right now because you can die today. Check yourself. If your thoughts is money, business, family, power, prestige, fame, name, ego, right, nice, food, restaurants, music, that's what's your pervasive thoughts is that, right? I cannot, I cannot, I cannot, I cannot, I cannot, you always think cannot. So when you're dying, you probably open up the animal door because animals cannot anything except eat and sleep and mate. So therefore, you check your thoughts right now. What is your thoughts predominantly? That will be your thoughts at the death. Why? Because your consciousness is one stream, one line. What you think here creates what you think here, what you think here, what you think here, what you think here. So when you're dying, what you think here is what you were thinking here. Very logical. Because it's one consciousness. So if you're predominantly thinking chicken, chicken, fun, fun, girls, girls, sex, sex, boobly, boobly, clothes, clothes, ego, ego, hair, hair. If you're thinking that, you're going to be thinking that here. You're going to be thinking that here. You know, right now, what you think about is what you thought about 5 years ago, what you thought about 10 years ago. Correct? There you go. So when you meet the Dharma, it starts to disrupt your thinking and add something else so that when you're in Dharma, now your Dharma, you're part of your thoughts are Dharma, the rest is attachments. And then when you put more Dharma thoughts, you listen to more teachings, you do more Dharma work, then the thoughts become more and more and more Dharma. So from here to here, but here you met the Dharma. From here to here, it's been attachments. From here, it's Dharma with attachments. Dharma, attachments, Dharma, attachments, Dharma, attachments. Dharma, 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 attachments. Dharma, 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 attachments. Dharma, 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 attachments. Dharma, you die. Good rebirth. Cut your attachments down. You are worth it. Your next life is worth it. Stop saying, I cannot. Stop saying, I don't want to. Stop letting other people do it. You do it. You talk. You think. You move. You come up with ideas. You get involved. You be energetic for everything. Be like a child who's never seen it. Because it also affects. Because you're always sitting there like this. And when you look at other people, that's the karma you put in their mind about you. And that's the karma you open up. So if you, even you sit there like this, you don't say a thing. That's the karma you put in other people's mind, that you don't care. That you let other people talk. Think. So the mainstream explanation I gave you is excellent, isn't it? So up to this point, it's me, attachment, attachment, fun, food, money, sex, bully, who cares about the world? I just want to have fun for me. Then you listen to Dharmic, okay, I want to fun, dharma, fun, dharma. Fun, dharma. Fun, dharma. Fun, dharma. Then it starts to switch. Dharma, fun. Dharma, family. Dharma, compassion. It will switch. That's why we get involved with dharma. That's why we have dharma support system. That's why we have a center. That's why we build a center. And that's why we build a center that has 12 departments, so that if you get bored with praying and chanting, you can go paint, you can go write a book, you can feed the poor, so that every year it goes, dharma. By the time you go home, you're like, dharma. Dharma. Yeah. That's why you have 12 departments. That's why we have 12 departments. That's why we have 12 departments. So that you can't make an excuse, but I don't like to pray. My legs hurt. It's boring. All right, don't pray. Go paint, ma. I don't know how to paint because I can't even draw a box. Okay, go feed the poor. But I don't like to feed the poor. Like, yo. Okay, go to hell. What to do? I don't mean I want them to go to hell. I mean, that's what's going to happen. You guys understand? Stop saying you can't. And stop making excuses for small things that you can. Everybody has done years ago and you still cannot do because you are restricting yourself. Stop saying you can't all the time because you don't want to look bad. That's all it is. People who say I can't, they just don't want to look bad. Huge self-protection. I don't want to look bad. Well, you know what? You look bad. You don't want to look bad. You don't want to look bad so much that you don't do anything. You look bad because you don't do anything. You look really bad because you do nothing. And the whole point is that I don't look bad. I'm embarrassed. So you look bad because you don't do anything. Nothing. And then you will continue looking bad. And then that emotion will come strong in your mind. I look bad. People don't like me. I don't have confidence. I look bad. Then when you're dying, I look bad. No confidence. The negative karma opens. You take a negative rebirth. Maybe as a retarded person. I'm sorry, as a mentally challenged person. Because mentally challenged person cannot talk, cannot think, cannot do things. So when you act like that, when you have a mind, you become like that next time. Or next time you're born, you cannot speak. That's the karma you create. Because you don't care. And if you don't believe in karma and it doesn't scare you, then you don't believe in Buddha. If you don't believe in Buddha, why are you in cage for money? Simple. If you believe in karma, all that easy. So therefore, liaisons, HODs, push yourself. Be involved. Know more. Understand more. Talk. Think. Stay alert. Care. Put your input. And your input may be wrong. One day it will be right because you keep trying. Does everybody understand? Keep that in mind.